A month before the Spokane Public School Board is scheduled to start construction on a new Joe Albee Stadium, they will again ask constituents if they want the stadium to be built downtown instead. The pivot comes after requests from a coalition of business organizations and hospitality leaders, as well as a professional soccer league. During a school board meeting Wednesday, they promised to cover maintenance and operation costs for the facility and offered some private investment if the school district built the stadium downtown. School board president Daryl Haynes suggested holding public forums to allow the community to quickly weigh in on a stadium before the board can discuss it and decide.
I think that each of us were elected to lead and lead based off of the best of information that we have available, including community input.
Though board members all agreed to schedule public forums next week, some still did have concerns. Board member Nikki Lockwood said the district had already spent $900,000 on architecture and other project costs. Construction is scheduled to begin in April. Mark Richard, the president of the Downtown Spokane Partnership, said a downtown stadium would boost businesses hit hard by the pandemic by bringing in more events. It would also bring a professional soccer team. The planned stadium project will replace an aging facility in northwest Spokane. It's part of a bond measure voters approved in 2018. The same year, voters also weighed in on whether the stadium should be downtown or rebuilt at its current location. They overwhelmingly voted against downtown. Richard said the group now has more investment, partners, and information than it did during the advisory vote.
We think 2 years is like a lifetime right now with what we've experienced in the last year. And as much as we understand and we respect their vote, we believe we have so much more information and such a more compelling argument to make that, that's why we're here. We're hopeful that you will see that.
The school board discussed asking voters a second time whether the stadium should be downtown, but decided against it. Running another election would cost the district about $100,000 and delay construction by at least a year. The school board plans to gather written feedback and hold public forums on the proposal early next week. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.